か。
かわいい Let's get ready to podcast.
Jeez. Hello, welcome to the Spare Change podcast with myself, Fabs. Over here, we got the guy that's always cool. His name is
Rax.
And the guy who always has his feet up with a do-rag on. His name is
Luke. Hi. Hello.
Done now.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes, people. Welcome back to another episode. Feel the love. We're here. We stayed up late for you guys to get this shit done. Thank you for all the listeners that are listening on all of the places, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts. Yeah, man, we really appreciate you, man.
Yeah, we love that. Love the
get support. Me.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, just let the thing keep growing, you know. But yeah, man, we're here, man. We're in good spirits, you know, drinking a little juice and stuff. Yeah, it's a Friday.
Drinking actual spirits.
Get me actual spirits. Rex is drinking beer.
Your beer man. Like the beer man.
I thought you might wanted to drink beer, so I bought beer. That's what I thought. I thought.
Wait, whoa. Where have you known us to drink?
Stop lying like you don't have your beer, bro. You're drinking a Desperado. Luke, don't start, bro. You're drinking a Desperado 2 minutes ago.
I started in a Desperado.
All right, cool. So
I finished on rum.
Yeah, I'll drink rum too.
Not by choice.
Yeah, not by choice.
What do you mean not by choice?
Because you would have bought rum if you drink rum.
I would have bought the Swarka. I don't know what kind of night you're trying to have, man.
Even on a normal night, I drink a couple sips of rum.
Man, I'm trying to finesse, but it's cool.
Nah, man.
You're a grown man. I got to drink.
Drinking
beers.
Yeah, man.
No, I'm not drinking like Heineken's, blood. I was drinking flipping Desperado. Drinking Heineken.
Is your name Steve? Man's gone from Shadrach to Steve.
Come on, man.
Robert.
Don't do that.
How's your man's week been?
It's been long, man. I've got this terrible cold. I don't know if you guys can hear it. I sound a mess.
Yeah, I've had like a little bit of an illness during the whole week as well.
Right, I've been fighting it since Monday, and I'm still not 100%.
It might be Luke, because last week he was...
I genuinely think it was Luke. I was going to say that to you, bro. I had
man flu for 3 weeks, and I'm just recovering this week.
Bro, now I've got this cough now.
It wasn't a cough. I had a headache. I was lethargic.
I heard all of that. All of that, man.
Yeah,
all of that.
I was
ready to call it a day.
I might be guilty.
I was ready to call it a day. Work was a myth.
Yeah,
and I forced it to go work and all sorts. Like, I was just on the ropes every single day.
Yeah,
like,
same. It's a madness.
Sorry about that, man. I'm almost fighting fit, so... Fuck you!
I'll soon be match for it again.
Since we were talking about drink, like what was you lot's like first ever favourite drink?
First favourite drink?
First like ever favourite alcoholic beverage.
My first favourite or first ever? There's a difference for me.
No, first favourite.
My first favourite was, I think it's always been rum.
Serious?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because like, my first ever was like, my pops is an idiot. He gave me like alcohol. He gave me like not alcohol. He gave me beer. Gave me a fucking. He might give me Stella.
What?
Matting satting.
Like, how old were you?
Wife beater.
Like five.
When you were five, he gave you Stella.
Yeah, I think so.
That's crazy, bro. You're bugging out.
There's a picture of me
like sippy cup.
There's a picture of me with a can in my hand, innit? So I don't know.
Whoa.
That's my pops.
I don't know what parent is that.
My pops is Niger, innit? So them man kind of drink Baileys and stuff.
Supermore, innit?
And Guinness. And Guinness. That's not beer, though, is it?
No.
Supermore is beer, isn't it, man? Anyway, Guinness. So I think I first tasted Guinness, and then obviously I started tasting Baileys. Baileys is alright, like it's kind of this coffee kind of liqueur kind of thing.
It's not coffee, it's just cream liqueur.
Is it cure?
It's cream liqueur, yeah.
Cream liqueur?
Nah, I can't fuck with Baileys because it's just
Irish cream.
Yeah, it's cream, like
it's Irish cream. My pops just
curdled my stomach, like, blood.
I was alright. But I don't know about now. If I was drinking loud, I don't know what happened to me now. But yeah, I think I must have been like one of the first ones I tasted, so I'm guessing that.
Yeah. So Baileys and Guinness for you?
Yeah, Guinness. Yeah, the mad thing.
What
my
about you?
A bug out with my push there to me.
Yeah, so, no. Why does the pops always try to give you drinks?
I don't know, bro. It's weird.
Some weird on. my pops was weird. Okay.
What's yours?
Smell of ice.
What nice. back train? What?
Oh, no, sorry, Bacardi Breezer.
I have Bacardi Breezer.
They were like soft drinks.
I remember my brother had a party at mine, innit?
Mm.
This might be the first drink I remember properly. Yeah. I must have been like 7.
Well, you bought it.
Well, no, but like, my brother had my brother's like relatively older than me, innit? Yeah. So they had a party at my house, and all my cousins, everyone would come round, and there'd be like Bacardi Breezes and like Smirnoff, the light alcohol, innit? Because they're youngers, innit? Hair, innit? And I think one of my brothers cracked me a bottle open of a Breezer, the red thing. The bad thing with all the food colouring in it.
The red thing.
The red thing.
The red thing. Oh shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
the watermelon. The watermelon. I think it's the watermelon thing.
Yeah.
That was the sweetest of juices, and it got me on. It got me nice. Yeah.
That's nice though. If you want to drink that, I was still drinking Guinness blood. I was drinking Guinness for a long time. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I remember. So it was my mum's 40th birthday.
Yeah.
And like obviously, yeah, she bear drink out, and there was bear like Bacardi Breezes and the thing. And obviously, all my boys that I used to play out with around the ends, they were obviously they knew it was my mom's birthday, so they were like round the house, innit? So like, yeah, like, and I was drinking like I came out with a Breezer, and everyone was
before
like,
"You're mad, cool.
Get me one, innit?" And I was like, "Yeah, cool, give me one." I got a couple for the mandem still. Mm-mm. That was good times, man.
You felt like you're mad.
I did. Man, man had the, I was the plug.
Yeah, man, pop the top like.
I wasn't even the plug. I was the sub. I wasn't even the plug.
I was trying to free twist.
At the time, I wasn't the plug. I was the socket. You get me? Like, man was really giving the power. Like. Yeah,
that's wild.
And then after I started having Breezers, I think my mum had to wean me off them. Like, because I think she started clocking my brother, started giving them to me, innit? Not no alcoholic thing, but obviously during family events. Mm. So she would buy Schlur, and then she would tell me that's wine. I believe that.
Oh, you know another thing that was big in my house? Pink Lady. That Pink Lady drink.
Which
Pink
Lady? Oh my god, Pink Lady!
Yeah, my mum used to drink that.
What's Pink Lady?
Wow!
Yeah,
it's like some wine thing, isn't
it? Oh my god, Pink Lady, yeah! My mum used to bang that.
I don't know what Pink Lady is.
Was that a Lambrini?
Bear her rum. She can't even hear this.
Bro, I'm almost banging that now.
To all her sisters.
Plenty of rum.
Pink Lady was banging though.
Yeah, Pink Lady was.
I don't even know what Pink Lady is.
Pink Lady, is like,
if I find it,
I don't know. Where'd you get it from, though? I think you still getting Sainsbury's.
Maybe, I don't know. My mum never got it.
Is it like Lambrini?
From that, there was some shop next to Nice and Spice, some wine shop. Mm. It's not there now. It's a vape shop now. And they used to sell
Lambrini. Did you mind switching the Alizé to? Back in the day,
my cousin, I remember, is our 21st birthday. This is, again, my family are alcoholics, so it's our 21st birthday. I'm like 7 years younger than that, so I must have been 13. So this is when we were touching school these times, and she was stunting with Alizé bottles in a house party. Yeah. Stunting, nice. Like
them times.
It's a house party,
early 2000s.
No, she was walking around the house. She was walking around the house with a mic because she used to spit in it.
Yeah.
So she used to walk around the house with a mic, and then all I see is two bottles of one red Alizé, one blue Alizé.
Yeah. The blue Alizé was always about.
Man took
blue
one.
Blue was always
blue
about.
Blue ones,
the ones. Man took
actually
one.
I should know the red one is.
I don't know which one I took. I took one of them. The red one. Yeah. Drank, had a little sip.
I saw plenty of people with the blue one.
Yeah.
Plenty.
I saw both occasionally.
Just people stunning. Big Alizé bottle.
If anyone had the yellow one, they got issues.
Mad, I don't know that. It's mad. Who does that?
What's the yellow one?
There's a yellow Alizé. I seen the yellow Alizé.
You know what flavour is?
No.
I can find it.
Google that still. That's kind of like,
that sounds like a my concoction.
It's probably like pineapple or some shit like that.
No, it looked mad.
Is it? It looked gold, like piss.
It looked disgusting.
Passion. Gold passion, apparently.
Gold poison. Gold poison. 100% that was gold poison. Passion.
But I've never seen a yellow one in the shops like that. Not in the hood shops, anyway.
Exotic blend.
Yeah, never.
Have you, man, ever had MD 2020?
Sorry, that's like what? MDMA?
No.
It's a rock.
MD 2020. So this
what's
is
that?
Again, this is like going into, this is before us, man, touched our 20s, early 20s, isn't it? So
you were drinking a thing called MDMA.
Not MDMA. Don't be spreading rumors about me. MD 2020.
Drinking a thing called MDMA.
No, it was like, it was fit, like a little, it looked like Alizé in like a little bottle.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it was in a fridge.
I know what you're
and it tasted like piss. I don't know what piss tastes like, but it tasted like that.
It tasted like.
It was disgusting.
I saw it around her.
It was disgusting. It was like 20%. I don't know what it was, but it's high in alcohol.
Well, we used to drink K.
Yeah. Okay. Let's bring it back a bit. 14 in the park.
Nah. K was a dirty drink, man.
Drinking
K. K would just give me. What? I'll be bugging out, bruv.
Are you, man, not questioning the boss, man, that sold us 4 Ks for like £2?
Yeah, yeah, but he thought, remember, not all of us went in. It was like me and like a couple other tall niggas that went in.
I went two of them times and I got sold it.
Really, nah. Did you?
Yes.
You my facial hair either.
My guy sold, bro, I look 10. My guy sold me 4Ks.
Yeah. All the time, like, there was the same shop on Lordship Lane.
Yeah.
That we went to, and the guy would always...
Oh, Bossman. I know Bossman. Yeah. Bossman's still there, man.
Is it?
Yeah, he's still there, man.
Oh, you, man, went to a different shop. I went to the village, Dulwich Village.
Dulwich Village?
And they sold it to you then?
Yeah.
The fuck? Wow. Why are you going to Dulwich Village?
That's where I went.
That's rough quay, blood.
That's near where our school was.
Yeah, I know, but... Oh, was she talking about under... No, that's not Dulwich
Village. Yeah,
Where
all the shops, where Pizza Express and that is.
You got to go from there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that might be when we were going to like the fields and that.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about.
When we were going to like South Bank and that, we would get...
You go Lordship Lane.
Yeah. Then we take the bus all the way down
there.
I remember that still. Because I'll always go in and get the alcohol for everyone. And like, well, for a select few people. Innit? And like, yeah. Yeah, that was mad. That was crazy.
Yeah, man. Alcohol has had a...
What do you think the kids are drinking now?
Ciroc. Yeah, Ciroc. Yeah, Ciroc's in the system, man.
Ciroc, man.
I see bottles of Ciroc on the floor like it's K.
That's crazy.
Imagine saving up your lunch money for Ciroc.
You think man knew about Ciroc back in the day? Straight K's.
Big man.
Straight K's, then Strongbow.
And then Bowls.
Strongbow. Then what? Then we hit the spirit. And then I was drinking like Bacardi.
I drank
straight
Smirnoff. I drank Smirnoff. And then this is what I'm thinking about in chronological order. Smirnoff. And then I drank Glen's. Have you man had Glen's vodka?
Oh, mate.
For
$7.50. I remember me and Jamal got that on the way to Carnival, blood. Frass up.
Glen's is the worst vodka. I swear they said that they had to recall most of them because they found something in them.
Do they still sell it?
Because it's fake alcohol. I don't think they sell it anymore because they said it was fake alcohol.
It was terrible, bro.
It was terrible.
I remember I got to Carnival, I was bugging. I was bugging out, bro. I was with Jamal, I was lost, bro. I was with Jamal, but I was lost at the same time. It's crazy.
Nah, no Glens, man.
Glens is poison.
Mine was on Glens, though.
Nah, it's poison.
You can't fuck with Glens.
Yeah, my brain was damaged after that.
Place. I was going to ask you guys,
yeah,
Luke gave me this cough, by the way, people. So, like,
shout out to
just,
me.
Yeah, man, you're going to have to ride with it this week.
Cold free since 14th of March 2019.
Absolutely bugging.
Go on.
What do you think about marriage?
Marriage?
Yeah.
I'll give you my full views.
Honest opinion.
Honest opinion. It's marriage. It's the Babylon law, innit? So...
I wasn't expecting man to say that.
It's the Babylon law.
I wasn't even saying
so. That. Like, obviously, I see myself getting married in the future, but it's
future. When do you know when?
When it feels right, innit?
Okay.
Yeah, you can't put time.
I can't put time limits on stuff.
Time scales on it. I think a lot of women put time scales on, like when I want to be married by this age,
and that's when you get disappointed, though.
And that's when you get disappointed. Yeah, but I think them things can't be like. For guys,
it's when you feel right.
It's when you feel right, and where you think like if you get pressured into it, maybe like
you're more reluctant not to do things.
So do you not think you will?
No, but some people get pressured into it.
Yeah, bro. No, but I'm saying like you're more reluctant as a guy unless the whole of their family is doing it and they're mad like religious or something.
Right.
Then. Yeah, what was your question? Sorry.
What do you think of it?
All right, cool. So, personally, I think, like, it was set up in the past, so there was some kind of... There was dowries paid, innit? So, like, families would pay dowries... Like, the guy would pay dowries to the family to...
As in, they'll pay off, like...
Pay off, so, yeah, to, in, like, family. Cattle or something to marry off... Like, to get the daughter.
They still do that back in Nigeria, bro.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. But that makes sense. There's some kind of economical sense to it.
Yeah.
In this country, you're signing off your both parties are signing off their rights. Obviously, the courts weighing the females, ball court if things go left.
Mm-hmm.
But you're signing off your rights in the government. So by the government, by Babylon law, you're attached to each other. So you take on each other's debts, you take on each other's problems.
Yeah.
So that's by their law. But it's by government law. It's not, but it doesn't determine your love. So like in my brain, I could be married to someone when I want to be married to someone. It's just you're acknowledging your love by law. That's all you're doing.
So does that put you off of it? Like, or does that make you think, tangent. Yo, like, I want to...
You're on a tangent.
Yeah.
No, sorry, yeah.
No, like...
What do you think about it?
Yeah, because does that put you off of being married then? Because that sounds like that's a good reason to be put off. To me, anyway.
Are you talking about to be put off of marriage or what? Like,
no, because what he said, it seems like that's a good reason to be put off marriage.
Yeah, because you're just trying to prove your love to the court. That's what you're trying to prove your love to the government. That's right. What you're doing.
No, so do you think that's the same thing? Do you think that's how women think about it?
No.
So
no.
Then
women think of it like a fairy tale, like it's
so exactly. No, but, so are no, you? No, no. So wait. So if you get married, are you doing it for you're the sake of the law, or you're doing it for the sake of your the partner. Woman, the partner?
Your partner. You're doing
so then you're not doing it for the sake of.
No,
the woman,
no,
right?
But you need
you're
to still, think. No, but you need to think. About,
I understand what you mean.
No, but I'm saying in a wider concept.
The wider concept
of marriage.
That's what it is.
The wider concept of marriage is.
Yeah.
You don't have to do. You don't have to go through any ceremony to say, okay, me and you are attached for life.
Yeah, you don't.
Like, what does this ceremony by okay, if you're religious, and I understand, if you're religious and you go to a church and it's an ordained priest, you're putting your commitment in front of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different scenario. Mm-hmm. People that aren't religious get married and sign their papers to the government.
Yeah,
you're signing yourself to the government. You're not
if
signing
you're religious,
yourself.
You don't really need, if you're religious, I kind of think that you don't really need to get married unless you guys really really want to, like, but you don't need to get married.
You can have
like literally lived your life together without being married. Do you know what I mean? In a sense.
Like the title comes from the land you're living in, the country you're living in. It doesn't matter. It's not any substance to your love,
because
at the end of the day, you're gonna love the person the same amount when you get married. If you're not married, if you're in love with the person, you're in love with the person, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, so, like, okay, cool.
Sorry, I'm going on a tangent.
No, but you said, you said earlier, like, are you doing it for, like, the girl? Or I can't remember what else you said.
The girl or the government?
The girl or the government, right? But usually it would be for the girl.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
Do you think that's fair? Like, do you think that, you know, you should just compromise, like, your opinion on it just for the girl? Or
personally, know? Like... I would do it for my wife.
But if you don't want to do it, is that acceptable?
No, I eventually want to do it, so I can't really say that.
If I didn't
want to do it.
So let me say it like this, like, say if you got to a position where she's on it, but you're not.
Mm.
You get me? Like, and she's kind of like saying to you, look, I'm going to get married. And you're like, I'm not really there yet, I'm not ready. And she's like, listen, like, I'm going to get married, I'm not wasting any more time. And giving you kind of an ultimatum kind of thing. What are you going to do? Like, are you just going to marry her because, like, she's, like, on it and you're not ready, but you just do it because...
By the time marriage talks come around, I'm pretty sure we've done this for a long time. Like, we've done it for a minute.
All right, but
like,
it's time, not going to be... Sorry.
Sometimes that doesn't mean... I know, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be married. That doesn't mean that you want to get married, because you could have your own issues stopping you from getting married. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because you've been with each other for a long time doesn't mean that you want to get married.
It's more for the women, though. It's more for the women. It's not for me, my sake. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but that's the problem, though.
That's a problem, yeah. But I would still do it just because, obviously,
tradition.
She wants it, and it's tradition. And plus, my family, my parents, yeah. Anyway.
But what about you, though? Talk about you. What about you?
Me, I would do it for her. I'll do it for her.
What about you?
Have you got issues with your personal?
I've got personal issues with it.
Yeah.
Me? No, I ain't gonna put issues with getting married.
But what I'm saying, because you're like, like my family might want me to get married. She wants me to get married to her. So yeah, I'll just do it for her. But how do you feel? Like,
do you actually want to get married,
or are you just doing it just to make her happy? But you're not really happy to do it then.
I would do it because I want to do it. To be honest, I want to. There's nothing I can. I can't be forced into this.
Okay.
I won't be forced into it. Like, I won't be forced into it. But, like, eventually, essentially, it's for the woman, isn't it? So I'd have to take that into consideration as well, because obviously that could put... If you're not on the same page, and that's kind of respect them, because, like, imagine we're on the same page. Like, we're on the same page. Like, I love her, right to her, tear. But on the marriage aspect of it, I don't want to get married right now, but she does.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to kind of not sacrifice, but it's kind of like, what's the word?
Compromise.
Compromise. And do it just for her. Because eventually, like, you could see them. You could see yourself laying further down the line.
Wanting to do it.
Yeah,
wanting
to do it.
And you're already
it.
There.
So. And you're ready. You're not really there at that moment in time, but further down the line, I will be there. So yeah, then I'll just do it.
What about yourself,
Abs? But I'm not going to be rushed into it, though. That's crazy.
Hmm?
I'm not going to rush into it. Hmm. Sorry.
I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to get married. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. Like, I was thinking about it. Been thinking about it. And I still don't know. But I guess it's like one of those things, like, as you said earlier, like, you kind of, you just know, innit? Like, if...
Yeah, you'll know when
you know. Yeah, like, you'll know when it's kind of right. So, but I just don't think I do. I just don't... It's just like, why? Why do I need to?
I think...
I need to know maybe the benefit of it before we do it. Like, you see what I'm saying? Because I just feel like you can actually just, like, fully just be in love with someone and live a life that a married couple live without actually being married. Yeah. And maybe there are some sort of benefits to it. I don't know, but I'm sure there is. But
I think
I don't know. I don't know. It's just there's loads of little.
I think there's legal stability in it. That's the overarching concept of marriage. There's a legal stability. So if anybody fucks up or anything goes wrong in a relationship, you're legally bound to give something to that person.
Right.
So it will make you think twice about leaving your relationship.
Mm.
That's the problem. So not problem, but that's the government commitment to marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all down to finance. It's all down
to finances. Just go back home and get married. go back home and get married.
I was gonna get married in Barbados. My brother got married in Barbados.
What does that mean?
It don't make any difference. It's the same marriage.
The same thing, isn't it?
The same marriage.
Still sign papers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's still like, still if you get divorced, you get the money.
It's a wrap.
All of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
I don't feel like I think you can kind of do it different in Nigeria, but yeah.
What, dowries?
Yeah, kind of like, give him a cow.
What's on what?
Give him a cow.
That's mad.
I'm trying to live that life.
That's six, though. Yeah, that can run.
Yeah, it's easy.
It's mad. I don't know.
But yes, marriage is definitely something you can't just rush into. You can't be forced into it either, I think. Even though I said that, obviously I'll do it for the woman, I won't be forced into it. If I don't think I can see a future, like a full-blown future married with you, then nah, that's not going to run. It's not going to run that way. If I can see it, and even though it's not the right, I'm not 100% there yet, but I can see it in the future, yeah, maybe then I'll just compromise and do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to make sure that you've got to always take other things into consideration, like where's her mind at? I mean, you've got to look at a wider picture. You've got to look at everything else, like families, this and the other.
I hear that.
That kind of stuff.
Just to clarify, I'm probably going to get married. So I might sound like I'm against marriage, but...
Yeah, I'm probably going to get married. But you know what's funny? That my pops can scream and don't get married for a minute, though. Screaming that for a minute, don't get married. He's been screaming that, don't get married, don't get married.
Why is he saying that?
He's been screaming it for a minute. He's just saying, don't get married, innit?
You might have to listen to your pops.
That sounds like wise words.
Yeah,
it might be wise.
My pops has been screaming for a long, long time.
The thing is, I think girls as well think, like, you know, when someone says they don't want to get married, it means
they don't want to commit. They want
to
be committed.
It's like, oh, you don't want to be committed to me, but it's not that. Like, it's just I don't understand why that has to signify my commitment to you. Like, it doesn't. I don't think that does. And I think kids do. I think kids, and I know obviously, you know, bare niggas run out on girls and stuff like that, but I just think that kids are more of a bond.
Then it's a life, an eternal bond than what papers that you sign in a government building.
But the thing is you have a girl and you're with that girl, she sees her friends getting married, this, that, and the other, she's gonna kind of think like, raw, like, why? Like, they're gonna look at her like, first of all, why aren't you getting married? Like, don't you want to commit to you? That's how they're gonna.
That's
how they're gonna look at it. That's how they're gonna say it to it. Look, kind of take it. But in regards to her, she's probably gonna look at like, think, raw, like, why don't I get married? Like, it's gonna play in her mind, right? It's gonna play in her mind. If you see something like, it's gonna play in your mind.
So
in
wait,
her mind.
Is it? Wait, is it the ceremony? That's necessary. That, like, is it the ceremony that's necessary? Because if you want to do the ceremony without signing the legal documentation. Then
no, it's the whole thing. So legal documentation and the ceremony.
I think it's the ceremony.
I think it's 90% of the ceremony because
after all of that stuff, she takes your name on anyway.
Yeah, but she can still take your name by Depot.
I don't think that's...
No, she could, so...
She could, yeah, she could, but I don't think that's what she wants to do. Like, I think she...
Oh, but by Depot, she could take your name. So what can happen? Like,
other than... I don't know, I'm not a woman in it. I'm saying,
Maybe
it's, I think, obviously, the ceremony is a big part of it. It's a
tradition.
It's a tradition thing, and obviously, the ceremony is a big, big part.
Even girls that ain't... They ain't traditional. They follow that suit anyway.
Yeah.
Like even if they're not religious, they're not anything.
But I think
like
it's installed. It's installed from them from when they're young, and it's so obviously, like, wedding is seen to be an amazing event.
I was gonna say, okay, cool. So, what would your lot's wedding be like?
I think traditional African.
That would be litty still.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of them. They look sick.
I see my mum in the gele. Throw money, slap on the head, slap on the forehead.
Yes. Okay.
I can envision man just being you, man. There, my family there, close family there. We're in a hot country, having a good time. That's all. That's it.
I'll be there still.
What are you? What's yours?
Me? I don't even know. I don't think about that.
I'm just saying, if I'm gonna get married, that's where I'd envision it.
That's what mine would be anyway.
Like, no, but I'm in a place where I can't even envision it.
I've only been to one wedding in my life.
Can't envision it.
So I'm only basing my own standards of wedding on what I've seen in my life.
Right.
So I've only been to one wedding.
I've been to a few. I've been to a couple.
I've been to a couple too.
Thing is, I'm not mad against it. Like, I just think that it's just I don't picture it. Maybe it's because at the moment I don't picture it with anyone right now, so maybe that's the reason. So maybe when I do picture it with someone, then I'll think, oh, that's what it'll be like. But it's mad because girls don't get it, because girls think about it for so long, they picture it and they can't probably understand why someone can't picture it.
So just any nigga's going to be in a wedding from young age?
Yeah.
Could be any nigga.
Yeah, any dude. Well, no. It's usually, in their head, they're not thinking of any dude.
Not any dude, but like,
it is.
Your girl isn't the dude that she was thinking of when she was 9.
I'm not the girl. Yeah, obviously, I'm not the guy she's thinking
she
of.
She wasn't thinking. Oh,
yeah. No, it's the same kind of like, obviously, you look kind of like similar kind of guy, right?
Mr. X?
Nah. It's usually, probably it'll be a cliche guy.
What?
Prince Charming, brother.
Prince Charming.
I ain't Prince Charming, so how's that going to work?
100% you're not Prince Charming.
Wait, hold the phone.
You might have meant to agree with me when I say this.
I didn't disagree with you. He tried to throw you under a bus.
No, you're not Prince Charming. I actually am. You're Prince Charming, yeah?
Yeah.
What you done, Charming?
You might not see it. You don't need to see it.
What's the most charming thing you done, though?
You don't need to know. I hold a door open for ladies.
Mr. Ladies. Mr. Ladies. That's a plural.
That brings us to a great segue.
All right, here we go.
So.
Oh, that's a... Okay.
Yeah, so go on, Rex. Go on.
So, I wanted to know, do you, man... First of all, do you, man, hold the door open for women?
Yeah. Any lady.
Any lady, yeah.
Like,
No, wait. What do you mean by that?
It depends on the situation. I'm not gonna lie.
When you get out of the car, you
my lady, there's a difference. Or any lady.
So you're driving a car, yeah, she's in the passenger seat, yeah. You get out and then open her door for her to get out. That's a no.
When I have done that, when, like, before my car, obviously, like, I
no, what,
when,
what?
When
wait,
I had the car,
what? So what?
No, I have what opened. I have opened.
So
my
you got out of your car and opened the door for her.
My passenger. I've got out of my car and opened the other door for my. If my girl's like doing fuckery,
but did you get out the car? Did you lean over and pull the handle?
I've leaned over. And pulled the...
No, you did it, bro. I've done both.
I'm not gonna lie.
Like, all I've done is lean over and pull. For like, I said, get in the car, man.
Listen. I'm not saying when she's outside. I haven't got out my car when she's outside to open the door for her. I'm saying when she's inside the car, she's doing some tomfoolery. I'm like, open the door, and I'm like let's go.
Oh, so you do it from inside.
Oh, but she was doing tomfoolery, so that don't count. Because you just got out because you are annoying. Like, get in the car, man. Lie, innit?
No, I'm in the car. She's in the car. I get out of the car.
Like, so we're both in the front seat.
Yeah.
I get out. Open your door to get out. Like, you get out of the car.
No, I get out of my seat.
It's not the same.
That's nonsense.
You gotta actually get out.
No, I physically got out my car, my side, the driver's seat, walked round to the passenger. She's in the car, walked round to the passenger seat, opened the door for her. Yeah, I've done that.
To do what? Why? What's she doing?
She was doing tomfoolery. We need to get out of the car. I parked. Let's go.
And why was she not getting out?
I think she was fixing her bag or something. I was like, let's go.
Okay, cool. All right. So you weren't doing it to be a gentleman. You just tell her to hurry up.
No, I've done it to be a gentleman as well. There's so many scenarios.
There's so many scenarios.
But yeah, I've done it to be a gentleman as well.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it like once.
I've done it to be a gentleman.
I don't believe you.
You've done it thrice.
I've generally done it once, and I did it on my own accord. I got angry, and I did it.
Yo, listen, what I'm learning about you two is that you're not doing this because you're gentleman.
I'm genuine.
You're not trying to portray it like you're gentleman. No, you're not gentleman at all.
I would open the door for you, like, I done it still, I did it because I was angry. If it's raining outside, I'm not going to hold the umbrella.
I'll slap the umbrella.
No, I'll put the umbrella down.
I'll slap the umbrella.
No, because I'm taller.
I've slapped the umbrella.
So I'll hold the umbrella.
You ain't going to hold the umbrella. You ain't going to slap
it
out.
When she gets in the car.
Not when she gets in the car. When you both get out of the car.
Then you grab my arm and I hold the umbrella up for me.
That's it for me.
Okay. So this is what I'm saying here.
Bet on free, Louis. Let's go.
That's what I'm saying here, right?
Set the scenario so I can actually get it correct.
That's ideal.
Right. Where? Why would you use the car situation? So we're in the car. Right? So we pull up, park up. Now, what sense does it make, for me to get out of the passenger, get out of the driver's seat, walk all the way around to open it? No sense. Just get out.
It don't make sense, but I've done it before.
Get out. Why did you do it, though? Because I ain't doing that.
I think this is early stage of my relationship, and I want to look
at it. It was the new one.
Yeah, my new
relationship. So you've done this in old?
Probably once before.
Why though?
No, I did it because she was mad at me. So,
yeah, but I'm learning about Racks today. Yeah. He does things nicely because he needs to get some points. That's what I'm learning about Racks today. Some
points on the board.
I don't know what you lot are learning.
Like, she was angry at me, so I just got out. I said, "Look, hold on, wait there." I jumped out and I opened the door once. I never did it again.
I was so angry when I did it.
Like, I opened the door, I even slammed my car door back and I said, let's go.
Yo, it's mad. One time I was going up this girl, and so I pulled up at her house.
Yeah.
I called her, I said, yeah, I'm outside. She's like, all right, cool. And then she's like, where are you? She called me back and said, where are you? I'm outside the house in the car. And she's like, boy, you're not going to come to the front door. Like,
why?
So I'm thinking like, oh, what? I'm like, you want me to come in? Like, all right, cool. So I got out of the car and I went to the front door. And then she opens the front door. I'm thinking I'm going in. So I'm kind of like walking in. But then she comes out and I'm like, wait, what? And I'm like, give her a hug, whatever. And now we're walking back to the car. She's like, oh, what? You're like, you weren't going to come and like get me from the door?
No, that's...
So you wanted me to get you from the
that's
door?
That's tomfoolery.
I don't get it.
That's nonsense.
That's tomfoolery.
Have you done it?
No, but I didn't know.
I'm joking. I know.
No, I didn't know. I had no idea.
That's tomfoolery.
I had no idea. And then when I dropped her back home, she was like, are you going to walk me to my door? And I was like, your door's right there. Like... go to the door. Like, I don't
know. A lot of girls be like,
I don't understand that.
But I don't, I was
because
like,
if you dropped her and you can see her walking to the door, no one's gonna be like, pop out the bushes and like, hey, bitch,
you know what I mean, bro?
I don't understand that.
Come on, bro.
I get angry about that.
Bro. I don't understand. I just don't understand.
My shoes or so. Man's got to slap on shoes.
Yeah.
And then I got to go out of the car. And then I got to walk into your fucking door. Then I got to stand there doing this.
Why you slammed the door in my face? Why you slammed the door in my face?
Oh, basically.
So, like, it's like, I don't... Right, this is what gets me mad, yeah? This is the thing that pisses me the fuck off, yeah? When I didn't have a car, yeah? I had to walk girls to the bus stop. Yeah? And then,
Like, sometimes they would get mad if I didn't walk them to the bus stop, but most of the time I would walk them to the bus stop. When I got a car, it was like, drop me home, please. Drop me home. And then it was like, when I had the car, but then I got rid of the car, it was like, oh, they would just go home by themselves. Then when I got the car back, it was like, oh, yeah, drop me home again. It's like, bitch, if I don't have a car, what the fuck?
Do they drive?
Stop changing your, like, just go home by yourself just because I have a car. Nah.
Then I'll drive.
No.
So you start getting cars that drive, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I do now.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, hey, level up.
Sorry,
level
man.
Up from now. Like,
sorry, level man.
Up. Hey, you gotta like, you get me? You gotta change your rules, man.
Are they listening?
You gotta respect yourself.
Are they listening?
Huh?
Are they listening?
I don't know what you're talking about. What book is that? let me know how that book is. I want to read it.
It's in the book.
I want to know what book that is.
All right, cool. Back to being general, man.
No, but I hate that. So I don't know if you've had that, because I've had situations, bare mad situations where girls have got mad at me for not dropping them home. Like...
No, I'm a gentleman, I always drop them home.
You don't always drop them home.
More time than less.
Yeah.
I don't know, where are they living though?
Not too far from that, whatever.
If they don't live too far from you... All right, can I give a destination? Give a... You don't have to...
You give me a destination.
All right, Clapham.
Clapham, that's calm.
I'll drop it to Clapham.
I'll drop a girl. If you're in Clapham, I'll drop you.
Yeah.
Easy.
Alright, cool.
From
Enfield.
So we all live in this.
Enfield. Here,
so. Jesus, that's a
Enfield.
Lot. That's a drive,
Enfield. No.
Enfield.
I might do it every now and again. Don't expect me to do it all the time. That's crazy.
That's
to
a
me.
Mad ass.
Yeah, that's just mad to me. I don't understand that. What kind of disrespect is that?
Enfield.
Because I wouldn't expect you to drop me home.
Enfield is a mad ass. I shouldn't even said that. It's like saying Candyman.
Yeah.
Yeah, Enfield's mad. The roads
that's
are mad.
Crazy. Go home yourself.
So what, from mine back to yours, back to your house?
Yeah, because this is the thing. My thing is this, yeah. If I'm in Enfield, yeah, I live in Brixton, yeah. I'm in Enfield, yeah. I'm at her house.
How you getting back?
I'm going back by myself, though.
Yeah.
She's not dropping me.
Yeah, because
if she don't want to drop me, it's not.
Yeah,
she does, but she wants.
What do you mean you want me to drop you?
It's not a thing, still.
Nah, no,
it's
not even a
thing. She does that. Nah, there's more pressure.
If she does that, you've got to break her car, son.
There's more pressure on a guy to like drop a female.
I don't understand that, though. That takes the piss.
Nah, because obviously,
more
like.
It's a
gentleman thing, because just in case anything happens to the minute.
Brother, let me tell you something right now, yeah? I'm going to tell you this right now. Girls want equal rights, yeah?
Mm.
You don't want all these equal rights. You want to be the same as us. You want to say you want to do the same as us. You want to get the same pay. You want to get the same respect. You don't want us to... Do you know what I mean? You want to be on the same level as a man, yeah? Because for so long, women have been put down and whatnot, yeah? We all know that, yeah? But they want to do it with only certain things and not other things. You've got to keep the same energy with everything, can't
you? Cool.
If man's taking you... If there's a thing where... Girls are a little more vulnerable to go, like, maybe they think they're more vulnerable to wait at the bus stop or whatever. That's cool, but you got to keep the same energy when I'm going home by myself as well, because the same thing could happen to me.
Nah, let's let
I
me
could get
let
fucked
me,
up.
Let me jump in. There's a difference between getting fucked up and Clive the rapist.
I could get raped. You would just laugh, though. That's the difference. That's the difference. If I got raped
by a man,
and
yeah.
I was like, yeah, yeah, if I got raped
by a man,
and
yeah.
I came here and said I got raped, you man,
by a man,
like,
yeah.
What? You know, it's like laughing at me.
How are you getting raped by a man?
It happens, though. That shit happens all the time.
Men getting raped by other men.
Of course. What?
On road,
bro. Yes, that happens, though.
We're battling to the death,
bro. The someone's only reason dying. That, bro. All right, you've heard the Dave Chappelle joke where he's like. There's a guy, and like, there's a guy, and he raped some guys, right? And the guys came out, like, three of the guys came out and said that this guy raped them, yeah? And then he was like, so three guys came out and said they got raped by this guy. That means he must have raped thousands. No, men don't come out about that shit.
Yeah,
if a man got raped by another man, he ain't talking about that. You think he's coming out and saying to people, "Yeah, I got raped."
Yeah, but
what?
I think it's
of course not. That's
it's
crazy.
More. It's more like.
So,
anyway, we're deterring off the topic completely. Anyway, back to gentleman behavior.
Yeah, no, it wasn't gentleman behavior. It was
just opening doors.
No,
it wasn't. It was something else.
Go back.
Oh no, I was talking about the whole, you know, taking each other home and stuff like that.
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah, okay.
Taking each other home and that.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, all right.
Oh, actually, no, sorry. See, yeah, we really went on two detours.
Start to go up.
We're talking about the thing, the handbag thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shit.
That's,
oh,
that's how I got it up.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it was. Oh, this.
That's how I got it up.
All right, so cool. I got a little scenario. Well, it's kind of scenario. You might have walked, you and your girl are walking in Westfield. She stops and says, babe, can you hold my bag, please, for a second, whilst I sort out my trainers?
Mm.
Are you holding the bag, tying her shoelaces, or neither?
Holding the bag.
You're holding the bag.
First
you're tying her shoelaces.
No, first thing six, I'm holding the bag. She asked me to hold the bag, I'm holding the bag.
Okay. So you're going for a logical approach.
First thing.
Does she want me to tie her laces?
If she's asking me, oh, babe, hold my bag.
So she tried to tie. What says to you, tie my laces?
No, she's not tie my laces. Like, I can't currently tie my laces. Can you help me tie my laces? Yeah, I'll tie your laces.
Alright, cool.
That's not an issue to me.
What are you doing, Fabs?
You sound like.
I'll hold the bag. She's tying her laces, yeah?
Yeah.
She saw her trainers out, her laces are undone.
Yeah, I'll hold the bag.
You hold the bag?
Yeah.
Well, she says tie my laces.
Nah, I'm not tying my laces. What the fuck do you think this is? My people went through bear slavery. I don't understand what you're talking about. Like, this don't make any sense.
What's that got to do with slavery? Huh? What's that got to do with slavery?
What book is that? I don't even know what Luke's talking about. Anyway, listen.
The book of Genesis. She made from your rib, nigga.
Go ahead. No, real quick, I don't know what the fuck. I'm not tying your lace. Like, I'm not tying your lace.
What, she asked you to tie your lace and I'm going to tie
your
lace?
I'm not tying your lace. I'm not a kid. I'm not the guy.
Oh, fuck. So if you ask your girl to tie your lace and she ties your lace, what's going on?
I would never ask my girl to tie my lace. That's some dickhead thing. So don't ask me. Would you ask your girl to tie your lace?
Yeah.
What?
If I can't tie my lace at the current...
No, if my hands were full...
That's exactly what I'm saying. Can you tie my lace, please?
I know, but that's different, though. If your hands are actually full, but if your girl's just walking down and she's like, babe, can you tie my lace?
Am I 5 year? Is she a 5-year-old?
Fuck. Maybe she
can't do laces. Maybe she can't tie laces.
Then the whole relationship needs to be spoken about.
Why?
Why? Why? That's why I'm trying to laces, you know.
Buy some straps.
Or some Skechers. Some blinky shoes.
Buy some straps.
I'm sure
you can buy VaporMax with straps.
Yeah, you can buy VaporMax with no laces. You mean there's no laces on
you
there.
Can buy self lacing shoes for peas though. They're coming out soon. Next.
How do you do that? How's that work?
Press a button.
Press a button, yeah.
Touch a button.
And they lace up themselves.
That must cost bare peas.
No, they had the prototype, the ones that were in Back to the Future.
Yeah, those ones.
They were like, how much were they? I think the Air Max, they were 12 bags.
$5.
They were 12 bags.
12 bags?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
anyway, back to, what are you doing, Rex? So she's like, oh, babe, hold my bag.
I'm grabbing a bag quickly.
And then she's like, okay, babe, I can't tie my laces. Can you tie my laces for me? Are you tying her laces?
I'll be very, very reluctant to try to do that. I've got to be like, probably intoxicated.
The last time I tied someone's laces, my little sister.
Got to be intoxicated to do that.
Really? That's the worst time?
I could do that.
You're lightweight. Huh? You'll be falling over.
Just relax, man. Just stay steady. But yeah, I'd rather pick the bag. Just hold the bag.
Because it is quite.
How are you holding it though?
What do you mean?
Hold it at this distance. Say you got like a bag full of like, say you got a black bag full of like a couple of things, like a little bit of clothes, like not too much clothes. Yeah,
what,
you sling it over your shoulder. Let's do that.
I can't hold it in front of me because that looks kind of,
I might hold it
kind of loose. I hold it to my side.
Look like a gay best friend.
Yeah, I hold it to my side. Like,
that's crazy.
I hold it like an M&S bag.
Oh, you lot said something earlier. Like, what did you say?
What, pre-podcast?
No. Just now, Rex said something. That was good still. Well, I can't remember that, doesn't matter. What did you say about your... What did you say what you would do with the girl? With the bag?
Hold it in front of him.
No, I might hold it and put it down. I'll take it off and put it down on the floor and say, go tell her this is that. Tie laces, dear laces, and that makes sense. Why did she put her bag down in the first place? And do her laces?
Because the girls don't like putting their bag on the floor, innit?
Well, I'm going to put your bag on the floor, so...
That's a madness, then.
No, but I might hold it.
That's a beef.
How long she's taking. Like, if she's taking, like, a long time to tie laces, then, mate, I'm out. And then people come past me, I say, no.
That's a beefing thing. Once you put her bag on the floor, it's a beef thing.
It's not a beef thing. Beef who?
Yeah, no, it's a beef
thing. It's a beef thing,
stuff. Beef who?
Because they could have just put it on the floor themselves. There's a reason why they didn't do that.
Yeah.
Put the one on the floor.
Have you ever seen a thing put a bag on the floor?
Never.
A handbag?
Never happened.
Right, they got something on the floor, man. I put my rucksack on the floor.
Even when you're...
my bag gets abused on the daily.
I went barbers one time, while barber was getting at me for putting my bag on the floor. I was like, bro.
Yeah, my bag gets abused, cool, man.
My guy, like.
No, I'm joking. I would hold a bag, but I would be reluctant to, like, even hold that and watch me.
Would you mind spend bare peas on a bag? On your bag for yourself, in terms of, like, a backpack or something? Or a satchel?
Depends if I have that money. If I have the money, yeah.
Would you go out your way to get...
There's probably more things I could spend money on than a backpack. Plus, I only wear my backpack to work.
My bag is getting slapped on the floor, man.
It gets dashed around. People brushing it all the time.
Yeah, public transport. People kicking my bag and
booting it. Like, stepping on it.
The real Louboutin, you know?
I was going to ask, this is what I remember now. So, like, what crazy stuff, what's the most crazy thing that not the most crazy thing, but something that's annoyed you about a girl, like something that she's asked you to do.
That's a hard one.
Because it could be, obviously the bag thing could be a thing, but...
No, it's long when you have to help their family.
Sorry?
I know what you mean.
Long
still. Very
reluctant. Very
reluctant.
Yeah, like you say. I'd have to do this. Why? Why do you need this?
You're there with a smile on
your
face.
Are you sure you need this?
You got a smile on your face and a tear in your heart. You don't want to be doing this. You're trying to be doing other things, but you're helping a family. and the thing is, you can't say no to them. They're asking you to do things. Oh, can you move this?
What kind of things, though? Things?
Like physical
I'm a
things.
I'm man.
Help.
No.
Helpful things.
I would do it.
Well, trying to involve you in the family, isn't it?
What, by like moving sofas?
Yeah.
Moving a sofa is mad.
It's long.
But you're moving the sofa.
You can push the sofa. You
just around the living room.
From upstairs to downstairs.
The fuck? I'll put it on the step and then.
Let it slide down the steps.
You man, do the rest of it. I'm just going to go lay down.
Yeah. Like. Do the rest, I'm going to lay down.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, man's tried to lay down a couple of times at my girls, and I've been asked to do plenty of things.
Is it?
I said he's like, boy, house boy.
Boy. It's not even that. It's like, can I help with this? I'm like, alright, cool, I'll go help.
Give me an example, though.
Alright, cool, so like.
I don't know if I would do it.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Alright, cool, so one time, I think they were like sorting out their garden and that, and they were moving one of the fences. And need my help moving the fence.
Fuck.
So you have to get your kicks dirty in them.
Yeah, man. I had no gloves.
Gloves. Luke, I'm not gonna lie to you. If I had to do that, I'll be so angry. You might know. Like you've been able to see the anger on my face. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you because that's how it is.
I just
move a whole fence. Are you alright?
Why did they need you for that?
Because like, there was one other man there and they need two men to move the fence.
Where's the mum?
The Marge was doing something else.
Said the mum though.
Yeah, that's mad still. And there's two men in the house and he's telling
me. That's just funny.
Man's calling for the Marge. That's mad.
Yeah, that's mad.
That's wild.
Yeah,
nah, I'm joking. But I would do it, but I'll be raging. If my kids getting dirty.
Bro.
Nah. Bare mud.
I did not have the attire for that. I had my finest of hoodies. Nice trainers. Man, sweating up the place.
And you were sweating, perspiration thing. Oh, wow.
What about you, then? Like, what?
I haven't had anything too wild. Like, it's just been dumb stuff. Like, it's more, obviously, I work in IT, so it's more stuff like, you know, my laptop, get it working, and just done the other. And that's easy. It's my job. Like, I can obviously accommodate to that. Nothing too wild, like, do you know what I mean? Like, that. Actually, one time I got asked to help at one event, which they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
That was tense. That was a bit touch and go.
Why was it touch and go?
I don't know, it was a bit touch and go. I was getting bare demands and I didn't really like the tone of the demand.
Cool. I'm going to say.
She got a grimace and trying to take
it. So, obviously, the female that you're with or talking to, or have been talking to, or you've been with, their family, has any of their family members spoke to you in a way that you just want to rockers them?
Nah, I don't think so.
Fabs.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to rockers them?
One time, she took me out for my birthday, and this is when, like, I think this is when, like, Rum Kitchen opened.
Yeah.
So we went to the one in Notting Hill.
Yeah.
So we drove up there, and then, yeah, cool. And her brother went there. So, cool. So, went in, sit at a table, whatever, and her brother worked at the bar downstairs, so cool. Mm-hmm. So, whatever, he comes up now, and he, like, kind of introduces himself. And, like, he was throwing shade, bruv. Like, he was really throwing shade at me, like, just saying bare little things, and I was like, yeah. And I must have said to him, like, just not really under my breath, but kind of under my breath, because he said something, like, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it pissed me off, yeah. Innit? And I was like to my, your brother's a dickhead, like, your brother's a prick. He's like, don't do my brother like that. I was like, yeah, he's a dickhead still, I don't give a fuck. Whatever, anyway. Went downstairs, after we ate, we went downstairs to get a drink. He decided to say something, I can't remember, I bought a drink, and then what did he say? Man, fuck. I can't remember, but he said something again, yeah? And I was like, you're lucky, my girl's brother's still. I said that with like a smile on my face. You know them fake smiles? Like, you're lucky you're my girl's brother's still, man. Don't worry about it. Cheers. I just went back and dropped my drink, man, and left, boy. As soon as I finished that drink, we left. I was like, I'm going to get out of here. I can't stay here anymore.
Should have chucked bare drinks on the side on the floor so for him to clean up.
He's a dickhead, bro. Like, complete dickhead. Yeah, that shit pissed me off, though. I can't even lie. I don't think I've had anything else really that bad, but like, yeah, that was annoying. Like,
and it's okay, so is there one family member that you dislike? So he's one family member that you disliked.
100.
Was there one family member for you in your past that you disliked?
One time I saw him to his thing, yeah, and she had a little brother. I didn't even want to talk. That little brother was like 10 or so, and I wanted to bang him up.
Brothers, man.
That's always.
I put him in a headlock. I put him in a headlock, but I was playing with him, but I put him in a headlock. I said, what are you doing? I remember, she made me follow him to get him from school, yeah? He come out of school, he's playing around, all this nonsense, all right, cool. Then he tried to kick my shoe, and I thought, no. He's playing games. He wants to play games. Now he's playing games with me. I think, all right, cool. I grabbed him in a headlock, I put him in a headlock, I proper squeeze on it, though. I squeeze him.
So he knows what time it is.
If I went to, I could snap it, I could take off his neck and thing, but I let him go, I let him chill. But I like literally hated him. To the depths.
Little boys are annoying still.
He thought it was bad, He thought it was bad. I thought, what was wrong with him? What was wrong with him? Like, and he was young as well. Like, I would have rocked him still.
So, why are you fighting little boys?
I would say, put him up.
You look like a clown.
He's an idiot, man.
One time I had a situation that I went all the way up to Stanmore.
What's that?
Paper.
It's like Watford.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. Shout
far, and it's at the end of the line, like Jubilee line. Went up there to get me. Yeah, I mean, Mac
yeah,
and that.
Yeah, yeah. Mac
and that. Got there, and then the girl's little brother was there. So I'm like, okay, cool. I don't get this. Is he leaving? Like, whatever. Cool. What? And then like we're in the kitchen, and I was like, well, is your brother leaving? And then she's like, no, he's staying. Like, I was like, all right, cool. I'll try and, like, anyway, like, you get me? I'll try and do something, whatever. She was on it, and, like, he would kind of stayed in the other room, right? So cool, we're in the room.
How old is he?
He was young, like, I can't remember. He was like, between 5 and 8.
Oh, he's a kid.
Like, yeah.
He's a little boy. So, on Ben 10.
So he was playing, innit? Yeah, like, he was playing, innit? But whenever a man was trying to, like, you know what I mean? Like,
put him down.
Coming in the room. All the time, bruv.
You could sense.
Trying to rally.
You can sense it.
That's an L.
Yeah.
That is an L. Like, and he was annoying. Like, that was mad annoying still. I can't even lie. So, yeah, it's always brothers, bruv. Why?
It's a beef thing.
It's like if it was your little sister.
Relax, big man. I'm older, though. That's different.
Yeah, but still.
Because I've been through it all.
I keep the same energy.
No, it's different because I've been through it all, so I know what niggas are trying to do. And my little sister's light skin.
Oh my dear.
So it's worse. You get me? I know. So I just know.
I know what's going to happen. And so I know what's going to happen. I know, like, the attention of it already. So I'm already trying to keep it under control right now.
How are you going to keep it, under control right now?
You just got to kind of, like, put fear in her a little bit. But not too much, because, like, you got to kind of...
You should ask to see her phone at random times.
Yeah, I see the phone.
Cool.
The phone's getting seen, so... Like, all the time. The phone's getting seen by everyone.
Anyway, we sound like a parent podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, back to fuckery. So, you guys aren't tying shoelaces. I am. Shout out to me being a prick.
I was gonna put it over to something else, right? The other day, yeah?
Yeah.
The other day, man was... I'm definitely tipsy right now. But listen, yeah? The other day, yeah? I'm drinking in a second. I was brushing my teeth, yeah? Lovely, lovely. And then, like, so I'm brushing, and then, like, I'm brushing my tongue, yeah? And then, like, obviously, I brushed my tongue, and then I'm, like, kind of, like, went back too far, and I kind of gagged, yeah? I was like, oh, shit, like, fuck.
Mm.
I started watering.
Mm.
And I was thinking, rah, I really admire what girls do.
What, the deep...
Yeah, man! How do they do that shit? They do it so well. And that was a little toothbrush.
Yeah.
So do you think girls get to
maybe, you think they practice,
toothbrush?
You think they
maybe, bro.
Maybe. Do you think, do you think they still get it?
Maybe. No.
They can't get it with a toothbrush.
I think they practice on other things, man.
What? Do you think girls practice?
No, they don't.
I think they practice.
Like, or they just have it naturally.
Well, the fingers.
No, ice cream poles and shit.
What?
An ice pole.
Yeah.
Why an ice pole?
Because it melts. Think about it.
And it gets moist, doesn't it?
Guess so. Do you think all girls don't do that? Do you think, I think some girls maybe just have it naturally, like they just don't have a reflex.
Yeah, but why does that?
Some don't have a gag reflex.
Yeah.
Some do though.
But surely, like, you have to kind of practice that, or do you think you can get it, like, naturally?
I just practice from, they're either practicing in the real life.
On real life situations.
Real life situations, or they're practicing.
Your badass. Yeah, go.
Or ice poles and stuff like that.
Ice poles?
Yeah.
Ice poles is wild. Like a rocket ice pole, yeah?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Back to one of the previous podcasts, saying like how the more robust girls give better fellatio.
Man, I said robust. Yo, I love it. Yeah, through all these episodes, like, for all the listeners that have been listening for a long time, yeah, Luke always does this big word thing. Yeah,
I'm angry. Sometimes it's never right. I don't think.
Yeah, sometimes it's not correct. I've listened back, and sometimes it's the wrong word, but.
We let it go.
I'm not letting it go from now on.
Okay,
robust is the right word right now.
Robust is not the right word.
Rotung. Rotung. Oh, wait, what?
Rot? Rotund. I call them robust. Fat chicks, rotuns.
All right, cool. Let me do my Googles on robust.
I'm going to do it right now for you, mate. 1 second.
Robust.
What about them, anyway?
Robust, strong and healthy, vigorous.
So you're kind of...
Wait, hold on. Strong, full-bodied, flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Okay, big robust.
The robust things.
My turn.
Anyway, to the bigger girls that supposedly give the best. Do you think them eating a lot of stuff's giving them better reflex?
I'm out.
I'm out. So we're talking about gag reflex, basically, innit? So, what's the cause of it then?
What's the cause?
Because you guys in the previous podcast, you said that bigger girls give better fellatio.
You said that.
Is you not? You said that.
I didn't say that.
I might have said it. No, well,
Rex did say it.
Rex said it, but he was beating around a bush.
I don't recall.
That's another thing that Rex does. Yeah, all the long term listeners, I know you noticed this too. Rex beats around the bush bare. Like, he kind of beats around the bush to figure out where he wants to, like, go through. Where the biggest hole is, and then he goes, okay, yeah, I'll go through here. This one. Yeah, that's what he does all the time. Relax.
So
you said it.
I might have done. I didn't record, but I might have done.
Okay, how convenient. So, why do you think the most, like, they probably don't have a gag reflex for them to have a good, to give the good ucks?
They probably just sucked a lot of dick.
Probably.
It's like that time I said, I don't think I said this on the podcast, like, we all talk about bodies, like, how many bodies girls have.
How many?
I mean, they probably have more head bodies.
I'm fucking done.
Don't you think that? That's a question we never ask. Yo, as men, yeah, we never ever ask
how many head
bodies do you have? We never ask that. We always just, if the conversation comes up, you say, oh, how many guys you slept with? And they'll tell you. And then that becomes the problem or not the problem, right? But we never go, how many guys you giving head to?
No, that's a real question.
That's worse. Because I think all girls have given more head than
vagina.
Yeah.
Probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Probably, yeah. Because sometimes they probably don't want to give head.
That's a mess. You know, it's a mess, right?
It's like,
you, think about it. You could wife a girl that's given more head than she's got bodies.
Jesus.
Baby, never ask that question.
Baby, we need to talk. Baby, we need to talk.
End the podcast now. End the podcast now. I can't take it. Yo, I'm being real. That's a real question.
No, it's a very big question. Like,
and I'm surprised no one's like really thought of this for years. Years and years, all we've said is, yo, like,
what's your head count?
Or we've gone like, yo, like, we're not sleeping with a girl with that many bodies or this, whatever, yeah?
What's your head count?
No.
What's your head count? Let's talk about that. That's a mate, yeah. It's a prime. It's
head
a prime.
Count has to be a part of it these now, yeah?
I'm too deep. I can't ask them questions, but.
Being too deep, you can ask them questions now.
Yeah.
She might be
you
more honest.
Can. You definitely can.
No, but she tells me I hear something I don't want to hear. I got 100 head bodies.
Oh.
That's disgusting. You're kissing her. No, that's disgusting.
Exactly. Nah,
that's horrid.
I doubt my girl's dead or anything like that. But yeah,
100 head bodies. I know someone's got that though.
100 head bodies.
100%. 100%. They're hundreds of what we're saying right now.
I said I got myself into trouble. Anyway, next question.
100%. Hopefully she'll listen. Anyway, yeah, tell her not to listen to this one. This one can't be listened to. But yeah, man, I was just thinking, yeah, like, obviously, no one's brushing my teeth with that, and then you get me, like,
a little too. You're gagging on the brush?
Yeah. Pause. It was an accident. I was brushing my tongue. And my eyes were watering. It was a mad moment still. But like, it just made me realise that girls are mad talented. And I thank you for it.
Yeah, shout out to you.
100%.
And shout out to Fabs for bringing up his out of podcast activity.
So, I got something here. So, I was thinking the other day while I was at work and I was like, you know what, like, you know, I've been through a lot of stuff in it, like, you get me, like, through the years and whatever. And I was kind of like, what would I say to my teenage self?
Mm.
Like, what would I say to, like, now I know everything, what would I say? So that's what I'm trying to, like.
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, you get me, like, what would I say to him? Like, what would I be like, yo, what advice would I give him going forward? Like, what would you, like, give to your teenage self? Like,
I'd say to my teenage self, be a whole man.
Jesus crispy.
Fuck all them bitches.
Fucking hell.
I would tell myself,
get
to not do any of them kind of things. Put your head down and study your books.
I'd say to my younger self, yeah, man, get in more at that age than later on, man. Enjoy.
I think I would tell myself to cheat.
You wouldn't already be in a hoe, no?
Huh?
You want to be in a hole?
not to my optimal. I had to. My peak wholeness was probably like 22.
I think what I'll do is I'll tell myself to be more. What's the word? More. What's the word? More. Not respect. I don't know if it's respectful or more nice. Treat them better. Treat them with more respect.
What, females?
Yeah, females. Treat them better, 100%.
Out of females, I think I'd say to my younger self, take more chances, man. Take more risks. Like, the world can only say no to you, or could say yes to you, but that doesn't make you or define who you are. Mm. I'd define who I am, and not to let anyone else's boundaries or or walls put me at a place where I have to live by them.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, I would probably be like, you know, fuck all them bitches.
and yeah, I told that off of younger Luke. You should have fucked all them bitches.
Yeah. Don't do it. Waste of time.
Oh, you guys. So we're the opposites.
Maybe. I don't like this. Hold on. I don't like this position we put myself in.
We're the opposites.
I'm the opposite. I'm just like, I feel like it's cheating better, cheating with more respect. I'm a respectful guy.
I think I've always cheated girls with respect. It's just that.
No, I've cheated some bad.
I don't know if I have, but I think some would say I have. But I think some would
I think say most I would say I have.
Yeah?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You're a bad guy, man.
Not really.
Why do you say not really?
Because some of them may be overreacting, I don't know.
And just to put in perspective, at the end of the day, you're young men and you're inexperienced, and to be honest and frank to somebody younger self to young women that you've been with or dealt with, they're a learning curve.
100%. Like 100%.
They're a learning curve, and they, to be honest, they shape what you will and won't do with future women. And what you think you can and cannot get away with.
100%.
So, like, at the end of the day, if you have treated females bad prior, at the end of the day, that was a learning curve for you.
Exactly.
I personally...
That's why I'm saying I'm a better person. I'm back.
100%.
I hear that.
I would tell myself to take more, like, opportunities.
Yeah.
If there was opportunities that I had the chance to take and stuff like that, and I didn't, I would like say just make sure you take all the opportunities that you can. If they fail, then you just, you know what I mean, go to the next one.
There's nothing wrong with failure, you know.
100% not. Failure. But I feel like when you're young,
you're scared of it.
Yeah, like you feel like 100%. You don't want to do it because you might fail. So yeah, like you don't know that it actually teaches you how to approach that situation the next time or. Do you see what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Like, I would tell myself to do that as well.
I think I personally, I would...
I would tell myself not to buy a car.
I'd tell myself not to put so much pressure on myself in terms of education as well. Because, like, to be honest, there's not a lot of value in the structure of education right now, because it doesn't really teach you what the world has to teach you.
No.
Personally, I think that like there's a lot to learn in the outside world that education doesn't teach you. There's a lot of theory to everything, but there's a lot to learn when you enter the outside world. So just go out there, man, and explore, see what it's got. Anyway, that's me done being.
What about you, Rex? Like, you know anything?
Same kind of thing to us. Take more opportunities. I think I've took a decent amount, but I think there's some I missed as well. Just take more opportunities and just travel more as well. Travel more. I don't think I travelled a lot.
Right. More. That's one of mine as well.
Travel more.
Yeah.
And just try to come out of your comfort zone sometimes.
Right.
If you can.
Yeah. Indeed. 100%. Indeed,
man. Yeah, man. Like, because you know what I mean. Yeah. If you're not changing, you're not growing, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You're not trying to... You get me? So, yeah, man. Yeah, I was thinking about that, so I thought, yeah, let me bring that up still. We spoke about a lot of little social stuff today.
Yeah, there's not been any...
Nah, but that'd be major topics, but I guess, you know what I mean? It hasn't been that much of a mad week,
it's
like,
good,
for
though.
News.
Yeah, it's been good that we...
Yeah, but it's been calm. But, like,
do you want to touch on a couple things?
Yeah, man, so... Let's get to it. So, Dave, last week we said that we were going to review the album again. To be honest, I don't think we need
it's
to. I think last week our review of it was pretty accurate. It's still you know, running strong in my playlist anyway.
Still spinning. I spun it today.
Yeah, still spinning.
Location, my favorite song, man.
100%.
Location, and, my favorite.
Yeah, Bernard did good on that.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he did, bro. Very. And we've been spinning that all week. And then, you know, obviously in the middle of the week, he was like, you know what, we're close to number one. Everyone keeps spinning it. I was spinning it anyway. So, but you get me, so, I kept streaming it for him and just, you know, to help out with whatever, you know what I mean? So, and today it's Friday. We're recording and he got a number one.
Shout out to
Congrats to Dave, man. Give him a round of applause and that. Get me? Big round of applause. Big round of applause to Dave. Big up Streatham and that South London. London's finest.
Done us very proud.
Yeah, big moves, big moves.
Yeah, man, like, you know what? At the moment, it's sick to see the scene like this. Just the whole week has been full of just great moments. I mean, just Dave and Fredo coming out with Drake. Drake showing up at Fredo's performance at his show. Young Bane at the Nicki Minaj show.
Miss Banks
at the Nicki Minaj show. Just all of that stuff. Lady Leisha there as well. The scene seems to be in a good space where it's just flourishing.
Being recognized for what it is, not
feeding into what the US is doing anymore. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's beautiful to see it like that. Like at the moment, like I'm proper rated. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Like, yeah, man. Like, fucking hell, man. Like, what are you lot? Yeah, like, yeah. Dave's like, he got number one, man. Yeah, like, fucking hell.
He's the pinnacle in terms of
what to be right now.
Yeah, what album? UK album? What any album I'm gonna look for? Not just the UK, because I can't just do UK and American. It's a really really strong concept album. In terms of self-reflection, not just for himself, but for the black community.
Right. Yeah.
We all can relate to some parts of the album. It brings different vibes and different feelings throughout the album, which a good piece of art should do.
Right.
It takes you on that different kind of journey.
And I think anyone, not just black people, can hopefully see the beauty in what he's created. What he's created. 100%. So,
even just for like the whole mental health side as well, not just for black people, I just feel like anyone that's going through stuff and going through whatever what he's been through on the album, I think it's good for them as well. Like they probably can relate to it. And, you know, some people like are going through all of that stuff. They can kind of listen to that and kind of go, rah, someone else is feeling like that as well. Shit, like, that's good, you know, at least I'm not on my own in these feelings, and that could help someone, you know what I mean, like, bring them out of a dark place. So, like, it's just that overall, it's good music, and also it has a good message in it, that's rare to find, especially, like, kind of, sorry to say, I don't know if it's bad to say, but in a UK album,
yeah,
it's, you know, it's rare to find something like that.
Something that everyone can relate to.
100%. Like, yeah, man.
Something everyone can relate to. Mm-hmm. Because, like, sometimes in terms of UK rap/grime, there's only in terms of there's one or two directions you can go. You can go the sweet boy direction,
right,
or you can go the road direction. He kind of
went down the middle.
Yeah.
In terms of everyone can relate to dealing with family problems, dealing with a ting, dealing with mental issues, dealing with everything. And it's just covered all rounds. So I just want to say, I want to thank him for what he's given to us.
100%, man. Like, yeah, man, he's young and he's got
a long time to go. Yeah,
100%. So hopefully he keeps on.
He's the future, man.
Hopefully he keeps on this road. Like, hopefully he doesn't switch up.
He's posting video of his mum.
Yeah,
done though. For real,
well, auntie dancing.
He bought it from my house as well today. That's mad still as well. So it's just sick. Like, so. Yeah, man. Who do you think is up next, just in terms of getting a number one? Because it was Stormzy, and now Dave. So who do you think, like, anyone from the scene now, or do you think it would be someone that comes up? And
I think it would be someone that comes. I don't think anyone's worthy. I just don't think anyone really appeals with, in terms of longevity, to the masses, and has the kind of message that everyone can go to. I think it's going to be another couple of years until we see that person come through again. In terms of, like, Stormzy came through, did his thing, showed them what the scene can do, paved the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dave's come through now. He's brought it to bigger heights, hopefully. The album, I think, conceptually is better than what Stormzy was, and I've enjoyed it a lot more than what Stormzy did.
I haven't listened to Stormzy's.
But
you know, don't like Stormzy. I thought his album was conceptually it was good. Like it was really good.
Yeah, no, it was good. But I
the whole gang signs, gang and prayers, prayers, yeah. Like
I understand what he's going with that, but like I think they've just taken it to a different level.
I hate you though.
Artistically, and yeah, I think it's going to take another couple of years for that just to sit and brew with the culture, and for people to just absorb that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be someone new as well. I don't think it'll be someone from the current scene,
because the current scene's kind of full of duplicate people in like terms of the styles, the
Bains, One Nations, all them guys,
kind of styles, isn't it? So I just think the next person that has the eye, they're not here yet. And when they do come in the scene, they're going to make moves again, which Dave's paved the way for. And that's all I have to say on it.
I hear that, man. Yeah, man. Big up Dave, though, man. Big up Dave.
Big up Streatham.
Big up Streatham the Veil. Yeah, man. Like, South London, man. Like, you get me? We're on the map now, innit? We're about. So, yeah, man. I think this big thing is going to happen in South. South's been popping for a while, though, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think we should probably end on Waste Man of the Week. Maybe this week.
Yes.
Or unless you have other stuff.
I haven't read anything
else.
Nah. Who's Waste Man of the Week?
Captain Marvel.
Why is it Captain Marvel? Have you seen Captain Marvel?
I've seen it.
Don't ruin the film for me.
Yeah, you can't do that, bro.
You can't ruin the film.
Oh, you don't want to watch it, yeah?
I'm going to go see it on Sunday.
Alright.
When the podcast comes out,
so you wanted to ruin it for us on the podcast. You wanted to ruin it on the podcast.
I don't want
to
ruin it.
You're Waste Man of the Week.
I don't want to ruin it.
Waste Man of the Week.
Shut up, but I don't want to ruin it.
Can you give a spoiler free Waste Man of the Week?
No, I just want to say.
Can you give a spoiler free Waste Man of the Week?
Yeah, I can do.
No, you clearly
100% I can.
You're gonna ruin.
I don't trust you.
I'm just giving you my review.
I don't want your review.
You don't want a review?
No, not yet. Next week.
We'll give
I can give you a review.
Before
you watch it.
No, because you're trying to give Waste Man of the Week to Captain Marvel.
Absolutely.
We can't give it Waste Man of the Week if you haven't watched it. So, no, we can't.
Is she worse than the Vision? Is she worse than the Vision?
I'm not going to say anything because then, like.
I'm just asking in terms of being a Waste Man.
That's a spoiler, isn't it?
In terms of being a Waste Man. That's not a spoiler.
Oh, is he worse than the Vision? Nah, he's not.
Cool.
A real Waste Man.
Cool then.
He went to Scotland. But, like, alright, cool. So the Waste Man of the Week is Theresa May.
Okay, then yeah here we go.
The Waste Man of the Week is fucking Theresa May.
Brexit for the fourth time.
She's bugging. I don't understand what she's doing anymore.
The country's in shambles, man.
The country's fucked.
The country's at.
We don't know what we're doing. It shouldn't have been this hard to make a deal. And when I was like watching the news the other day, like I was looking at her deal that she negotiated, and it seemed like she didn't even negotiate anything really.
I swear, it's
like kind of like she went in there and then they told her that she needs to
keep everything.
Need to do this. No, we want to do this, and she kind of just gave in after a while. It seems like they had more of the upper hand in whatever.
I was watching BBC News, and I swear I saw her run into the into a limousine or a cab, whatever it was, like she was avoiding paparazzi and she was ducking.
Bro, she took the biggest L,
she was ducking everybody. The
biggest L.
Maddest L.
I can't remember how much it was, they said no. I think it was 300.
300 something. Yeah, 341 people said no.
To the yeses that were 200 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mad.
It's mad. She's a whole L.
So you might think that the Labour Party will restore the feeling.
What do you mean?
Back to the old.
I would like them to give it a chance, because I feel like maybe at this point in time, I just feel like she hasn't done a good job. I just feel like someone else could probably do a better job.
To your brother Corbyn.
Yeah. Because Corbyn.
Nah, I don't want that brother there.
Corbyn wants to.
I don't want that brother there.
He wants to. To be in the.
Man,
free market, was it?
He hates Jews, blood.
I don't know if that's true or not. So
I don't know. She's got to stick with it for now.
Wait, so Corbyn, so you'd rather Corbyn over Theresa May?
No, I'm saying Theresa's got to stick with it now.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather
Labour in, but not Corbyn. Yeah,
same, likewise. But the thing is that we can't, she can't duck out now. She needs to see this through to the end.
Yeah.
this needs to happen.
Yeah, but if she's just going to keep putting forward the same deal over and over, she's going to do it again next
week. I
think she wants to get taken out of Parliament.
I don't think she does. I think she wants to get it over the line before she leaves.
She's going
to
leave.
No, she'll have to leave at a point. Like, if she fails again next
she's leaving.
If she puts the deal forward again and she fails again, she has to leave.
Should they apply for extension?
No, not yet. That's next week, Thursday.
Yeah, apparently.
They're going to do the vote for her deal before the summit on Thursday. So they do an EU summit. That will be next Thursday. But they'll probably do the whole vote for the deal before then. So if that fails, then they got nothing really. So they'll have to ask for an extension.
Anyway,
but that extension could be like 2 years.
Yeah, anyway, she's wasting the week.
Let's bring Diane Abbott through. Let's bring Diane Abbott through, man.
Fucking hell.
Cool. You know I'm saying it in jest. Cool. Yeah, but she's wasting the week.
But yeah, man. Well. That's been the Spare Change podcast.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up.
Yeah, man.
Before we go, I want to say condolences to the 49 people so far that have been seen dead in New Zealand due to the terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give our condolences from the podcast.
100%.
100%.
Whatever that means to whoever's listening.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man, the world's getting mad. Be on your P's and Q's.
Stay safe, man. Stay safe.
Pray for everybody.
Yes, trust me, man.
Everyone you love. Protect everyone you love as much as you can. And yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
On a somber note, man. That's,
yeah, it's kind of mad. Yeah, that's mad. Yeah, that is mad. Though. Ah.
But yeah, from me, bye.
Follow
Instagram's Spare Change Pop at the Spare Change Podcast.
Yes.
Personal ones, LuteCB16. Rax.
Rackavelli 5.
Fabs.
Fablo 17 and follow 176 Boosts.
And yes. I am the Mario Party Champion.
You're a fool.
Goodbye.
And like that, we gone.